Utah Department of Health spokesperson Tom Hudako says you can't make a fair comparison between numbers in 2010 and 2011 because state survey methods were changed significantly. For example, pollsters are now calling cell phones instead of just landlines.
It's hard to determine whether we've actually seen as dramatic an increase as the numbers represent, or if we're now just doing a better job in identifying and seeking out and talking to people who actually are uninsured.
The data shows that more than 29% of self-employed Utahns were uninsured. More than 56,000 children were uninsured and living below 200% of the federal poverty level, making them eligible for Utah's Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP.
The fact that we've got that many children sitting out there in the state who are currently uninsured but who are eligible for a program that could get them some help that they need is really going to be a point of focus for us.
Hudako could not point to any concrete actions the state would make to reduce the number of uninsured children, but he says these findings should drive policy discussions about what can be done to help Utahns get access to insurance. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.